Struggling to make ends meet? Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com. Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field. So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Last fall, Congressman Virgil Goode of Virginia introduced a House resolution expressing the sense of Congress that the United States should not engage in the construction of what is called a NAFTA superhighway, or enter into any type of North American union with Mexico and Canada. This resolution did not pass before Congress adjourned in December, but the new Congress surely ought to open an investigation to get all the details about such plans out on the table for public view. Congressman Goode's resolution pointed out that the economic and physical security of the United States is impaired by the potential loss of control of our borders, and that we are concerned about the plan to build a NAFTA superhighway from the west coast of Mexico through the United States and up into Canada, which would be a major highway of a North American union. He pointed out that it would be difficult for Americans to collect insurance from Mexican companies that employ Mexican drivers if there were any accidents, and that foreign trucks in our country can pose a safety hazard due to inadequate maintenance and inspection of the trucks. He also pointed out that a NAFTA superhighway can facilitate the entry into the United States of illegal drugs, illegal human smuggling, and terrorist activities. Another aspect of these plans is that the NAFTA superhighway is expected to be controlled by foreign companies collecting the tolls, and that would threaten the sovereignty of the United States. Congressman Goode and the co-sponsors of his resolution concluded that, first, the United States should not engage in the construction of a NAFTA superhighway. Second, the United States should not enter into a North American union with Mexico and Canada. And third, the President and Congress should indicate strong opposition to these proposals that really threaten the sovereignty of the United States.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Despite all the public debate over NAFTA, like most Americans, you still probably don't have all the facts. If you'd like more information on the secrets and hidden agenda behind NAFTA, just write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Mention the word NAFTA. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by Life Essence Infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, talk is cheap because supply exceeds demand, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. You know, when I grew up, things were totally, I mean, almost 180 degree opposite from what they are today. Things weren't then like they are now. Some things have changed so drastically you wouldn't even recognize the world that some of us old timers grew up in. When I grew up, we had, and back then you didn't call black people black. That was not right. You never said that. They were Negroes, and they were colored people. They were not black. But anyway, that's changed also. But when I grew up, there were stores and restaurants and restrooms and different places of business that would say whites only. Whites only. The coloreds had their own churches, their own baseball leagues. They had to sit in the balcony at the theater. They rode in the back of the bus. And things are different. I have with me today a gentleman by the name of Tim Asher. He is the executive director of the Missouri Civil Rights Initiative. And he tells me now that we have scholarships for non-whites only. Tim, hi. It's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Hi, Derry. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, things have turned around here, have they not?
Yeah, they have. And I think that from the civil rights era, there's certainly been a lot of progress in our country. I don't think anyone would argue with that. But as you said, it seems like the pendulum perhaps has swung a little bit too far the other direction.
What is the deal here on scholarships, college scholarships now, right?
For non-whites.
In other words, here is a, let's say a white boy or a white girl that's valedictorian of her class, and she can't get one of these scholarships.
Well, that's correct. When I was at North Central Missouri College up in Trenton, we had what were called diversity scholarships, and they were classified as for underrepresented population and cultural groups. And unfortunately, as students would come through there and need scholarship opportunities and everything, if you did not meet that criteria, then obviously you were not considered for those scholarships. And they were full tuition scholarships. That was the thing as well. If you were a valedictorian or graduated in the top 5% of your class, for example, you may only get $100 or up to as much as maybe $500 or $600, and you had to maintain a 3.25 grade point average after that in order to retain your scholarship. But these scholarships did not have any requirements as far as what your academic standards were coming in. They were full tuition scholarships, and then after that, you only had to keep a 2.0 GPA to continue your scholarship going. So that was a condition of the scholarship at the time I was there.
Well, I would have survived that because I was a 2.0.
Well, there you go. Yeah. But
what's the deal here? Why did the college get where did these scholarships come from?
I will say that they originated out of a concern that was raised back in the late 80s. Incident, I think, occurred up at the college, and this was before I was there. And I believe the Office of Civil Rights got involved and came up there. And based on what was going on, they said that they needed to institute these scholarships for 3 years to try to help remedy the situation, I guess, that they saw that was going on up there. And that there were discriminatory practices perhaps going on.
But now, you're saying going on up there like this is at this one college. You mean this isn't happening all over the country?
Well, no, these were at this one particular college, but it is entrenched in higher education, and particularly in the state of Missouri and all the other states. I know.
I was going to say, I can't believe this is something that is just in the state of Missouri and just at one college.
No. It's not. I was giving you the specifics of this particular scholarship, but what you have at just about every state school in the state and around the country is what they're either race exclusive or race preferential scholarships or programs that the institutions are helping to facilitate. And the University of Missouri just this past summer had to open up a program to everyone from their journalism department, because in the past it was just a urban workshop, and again it was just for certain people groups. But because the attention was brought to it by the Center of Equal Opportunity, then they were forced to effectively open it up to everyone. And certainly, poverty transcends race, and really the government, it's the issue of the government being involved in this social engineering and trying to determine what's best for us in other areas. And we all need to be regarded irregardless of what our skin color is.
Well, how did this thing turn out? Is it still a scholarship for non-whites only?
Well, it's interesting because trying to get these changed was met with opposition within the school. Eventually, through contacting the American Civil Rights Institute and the Center for Equal Opportunity, they contacted the school, and within 2 months, these scholarships were changed to where now they were inclusive. But even still, what they did was, instead of full tuition, they dropped the scholarship down to $750 a semester, which is still above the academic scholarships that they offered. The 2.0 GPA is still there, and now all you have to do is write an essay, which does not exceed 500 words, that details how you will add to the diversity of the campus climate. So, you know, it still makes you wonder, are our institutions of higher education getting away from the purpose for which they were established and getting into something completely different?
Well, look at what happened to the Ivy League colleges. How far away they are from what they were established for.
Yeah, I know most of them began as seminaries. And
that's right. They were to train preachers.
Mm-hmm.
And now they can't even use the name of Jesus in one of them.
Right.
Let's take a break, Tim. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
And we have returned, visiting today with Tim Asher. He's the executive director of the Missouri Civil Rights Initiative, talking about scholarships for non-whites only. You know, Tim, I was in college I started in 1949. And it was about 52, maybe, or somewhere along there, that we started integrating colleges. Can you remember when that was?
I don't remember the exact dates. I know that actually throughout the history of the United States, colleges have been integrated for years. There were certain sections of the country that did not have the integration going on, and that was forced back in the 50s and even the early 60s, I believe. But there have been certainly integrated colleges for hundreds of years in this country.
Well, in this case, it was Missouri University. I remember the first black student that attended ag school. Now, I don't know about the other campuses, but in ag school, then I really felt, we all felt sorry for the guy. He was a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
But here he's in class with all of us old farm boys. And what are we studying? We're studying agriculture. And if I remember right, he was out of St. Louis. He was lost from day one. But the thing was that he passed right on through all those classes when I don't know that he ever passed a test. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Well, you know, there's speaking to that particular situation, I really can't. I do know that the colleges, unfortunately, are trying to remedy something on the cheap if we feel like that there is a problems with the school systems, perhaps in the inner city or so forth, that needs to be fixed. There's no question that our school system needs tweak. But just to give some individuals some scholarships where, in fact, they may not be able to come in and actually perform at the level that they should is not doing anyone any good. It's certainly not doing that student any good where they are unable to graduate, you know, in that type of environment. And that's what was seen in California when Prop 209 passed, which was the first state that got this going, that as these scholarships were given to Berkeley and UCLA and some of these different ones, they were not succeeding. But unfortunately, administration was too concerned with the admissions rates and not with the graduation rates of these students. And if we truly want to help our students, help everyone get ahead, we need to be sure and place them in an area where they're going to be successful.
All right, what about those full scholarship, excuse, kind of a tongue twister here, the full scholarship graduation rate? How do these full scholarship young people graduate?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, and again, I can only speak to North Central Missouri College, but I believe it was under 30%.
Really?
Of the individuals that were coming in under these scholarships that actually graduated from North Central Missouri College.
Now, wonder why. Did they drop out or did they flunk out or what happened?
Well, there are a number of reasons that people end up not finishing. Perhaps all they needed was a year before they went on someplace else. And as far as those statistics, I'm not truly privy to. However, there's a sense, I think, that everyone understands that when something is given to you, and perhaps if you don't earn that, it doesn't mean as much to you than if it was something that you, you know, fought for and earned and received it in that manner.
Okay, let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And we have returned. You know, when I started to college, and like I said, that was way, way back there. But I don't remember scholarships, period. And you certainly didn't have any SAT tests or any, what are some of those other tests?
The ACT.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because all you had to do was have a diploma from a high school. It's kind of interesting. I have a good friend. In fact, many of our listeners know Ben Roberts, and he's written several books, but the one is really a knockout is his book about the livestock and packing industry. But he never graduated from high school, and he wanted to go to college, and he didn't have a diploma, and he tells a funny story about all of this. But that was all you needed to get in college back in those days was a diploma.
Yeah, well, certainly I think that's changed, and a way to see if a student that's in a rural community in Missouri is doing the same type or level of work as someone in a suburb of New York or whatever, that these national tests are a way to perhaps grade where you are. And again, the idea of trying to make sure that the student is going to be successful in whatever program that he enters into.
Is there a difference between rural students and urban students?
Well, it's across the board. I think that most people, they kind of face different challenges in the rural communities. Perhaps the technology isn't up to speed in some instances. And again, I guess if you were looking at affirmative action type things that did not deal with racial preferences, you could try to enhance the situation in rural communities to bring them up to speed technologically wise. But in the urban schools, lots of times lacking the support within the family and the community, perhaps, or other areas that are involved there. You know, again, action may need to be taken. I think that tax base is certainly an issue at times where they feel like the schools aren't being funded to the level that they should be. So there are problems that are across the board in education, and they need to be addressed. But certainly the idea of involving skin color or ethnicity or where you were born or anything like that is something that the government shouldn't be involved in.
Yeah, I agree 100% on the government not being involved in education, period. I think we had smarter people. I truly believe this, and my listeners have heard me say this dozens of times, back when we had the old one-room schoolhouse.
Yeah, well, certainly there was probably more one-on-one attention. And the other thing, and I think probably could speak more to the urban schools, where perhaps there's a lack of discipline going on there. And just as far as a learning environment being created there for the students, and that is perhaps lacking, unfortunately.
I was visiting with a fellow the other day. Now, he goes way back. But his brother was 2 years older than he was. And this fellow was more or less bedridden. He couldn't do the things that other people did. And he was always, for practical purposes, he was in the same class with his brother because he would study with his brother.
Mm-hmm.
What, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
When we had the one-room schoolhouses, the little kids in the fourth grade, if they were capable of catching on to eighth grade math, they'd see that on the blackboard, see what the older kids were doing, and they just came out of there with a much higher degree of education. I remember when those little country kids came to town as freshmen in high school, seemed like they were always smarter than the ones that were raised in town, you know, back when we had two different type schools.
Right. Uh-huh.
But my roommate in college was written up in some publication as the Wizard from Windsor. Windsor's just a little town.
And, I know where Windsor is.
And he, you're not really too far from there.
Right.
But he went on, he became an engineer, went to Westinghouse, stayed with Westinghouse his entire life, entire working life. He's already retired. He's younger than I am, but most people retire younger than I do. he worked on the space program and all these things. I don't think it's up to the individual. We have a young man in our building right here, Charlie Peters. He is he came to Learfield just out from the telephone company. He worked at the telephone company. Now I don't know if he studied at engineering at all any place. I don't know. But he keeps all of this electronic gadgets. In fact, I was down there today. I said, Charlie, how did you know? I said, you amaze me. How did you learn how to do all of this? Because when he came to us, we didn't even have satellites. And he said, well, I read a lot. I just study this stuff. You can do so much on your own. It's up to the individual, Tom. I don't know. I just don't know. And you talk about non-whites only. Look what... Who was the black guy down in Mississippi or Alabama? Alabama, Tuskegee. I can't even say the name of the town, name of the college that invented all of the stuff with soybeans and peanuts.
Right.
George Washington Carver.
Oh,
yeah.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, he did all that on his own.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think you're certainly correct in terms of people having various interests, and that's where their interests are going to lead them. And I think that's where they're going to apply themselves. And anything that we can do to nurture that in the individual, that learning is certainly important, and wherever you feel led to get involved, that you should have the opportunity to do that. And that's really what John Kennedy and the Civil Rights Act had opened up, and when he created the EEOC as well. It was the idea that everyone should have equal access and equal opportunity, and that we should not be looking at things based on the color of someone's skin.
Let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Friends, I've seen with my own eyes the Paragon Foundation, which does a lot of good. And here's Executive Director Jimmy Oliver.
This foundation is dedicated to protecting people's property, protecting their constitutional rights. We've been at this 11 years. As we've said on this show many times, we've made a lot of mistakes, but I'll tell you, we've learned a great deal. You got to determine where your jurisdiction lies, who has jurisdiction over your property, and don't ever take that information out of an attorney. Always get with us or somebody else before you go hire an attorney. Just don't hire one for a little while. Let us show you how to send the letters, how to challenge this authority and challenge this jurisdiction, and you'll be amazed when you start to do that, how you'll see these bureaucracies just kind of fade into the dark when you start asking the right questions.
Join the Paragon Foundation today at just $35 a year, and you'll be helping to keep and restore freedom for the next generation. So call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 877-847-3443, or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom14.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom14.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom14.com. Freedom14.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who says the only substitute for good manners is fast reflexes, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. By the way, our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. And Tim Asher, who is Executive Director of the Missouri Civil Rights Initiative, you would like to amend the Missouri Constitution. What's the situation there, Tim?
Correct. And simply what it says, the operative clause, is that the state shall not discriminate against or grant preferential treatment to any individual or group on the basis of race, sex, color, ethnicity, or national origin in the operation of public employment, public education, or public contracting. And again, it gets back, if you go back to the 64 Civil Rights Act, it's very much coming from that, the idea of eliminating these race preferences that have been slowly introduced into some of these affirmative action programs throughout the state, to where, and as we've been talking about education, it's certainly entrenched there and very prevalent, but also in contracting in Kansas City and St. Louis in particular, where goals are established And they will defend their use of the word gold because it's not quotas, and they know that that's certainly not legal. The courts have ruled on that. But targets and goals are the functional equivalent of quotas when they introduce them and they mandate these in their construction policies, and they continue to increase and be threatened with shutting down jobs. And if contractors don't meet the goals, then they have to pay a stiff fine for not reaching those goals.
All right, but what does that have to do with the Missouri Constitution?
Well, what it is doing is making sure that individuals who are the victims, perhaps, of not having access to these different programs and things, that they have a legal standing where they can go back and adjudicate this process and to ensure that they do have access to all these things. And certainly that the state should not be involved in implementing these programs that are treating its citizens differently.
All right. Now, what's the situation the Secretary of the State, Carnahan?
Well, the process in Missouri is that we get approval for the petition, and then we get our ballot title language, which is set by the Secretary of State. Now, we recommended wording for that and provided it to her, and that's exactly what I stated just a moment ago. But she took that and turned it around and said, shall the Missouri Constitution be amended to ban affirmative action programs designed to eliminate discrimination against and improve opportunities for women and minorities in public contracting, employment, and education, and allow preferential treatment based on race, sex, color, ethnicity, and national origin to meet federal program funds eligibility standards, as well as preferential treatment for bona fide qualifications based on sex. Now,
see, you lost me right after the first sentence.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, that's probably the intent. Most people are going to walk in there, they're going to read that, not understand what it is, and likely not vote for it because they're confused by the
language. Should you vote for it? I can't tell from the way it's written whether you want to vote for it or you don't want to vote for it.
Right. Well, there's a lot of problems that are there, and that's why we're currently seeking legal action to have this changed, is because, first of all, this does not ban affirmative action programs. Only those programs that have racial preferences tied to them. And that's the key thing here, is that preferences are not being provided to anyone. And then also to use affirmative action and preferential treatment interchangeably when they're not the same thing, and then essentially saying that it's okay in case of federal programs and so forth. All that we tried to introduce is the idea that we understand the Federal Supremacy Clause, and the federal government, if they have highway contracts on I-70 or 35 or something, that that Missouri's this is not going to stand in the way of what the federal government is doing. That was the only implication there. But it's been taken to, twisted around to almost show that we have support for those types of programs, certainly we do not.
This happens all of the time. I don't know how many, and I can't quote chapter and verse here, but I have seen that on ballots. We always get the ballots before we go to the polls to vote, and you read that thing and you think, well, now I don't want this to happen, but do I vote yes or no?
Right.
You
see
what I'm saying?
Correct. Yeah. Sometimes it's worded in such a way that, you don't know exactly what your vote, and that's what her job as the Secretary of State is to do, is to make sure that people know what a vote yes or a vote against the measure is going to be, and that the language also is neither intentionally argumentative nor likely to create prejudice for or against the proposed measure. And that's another issue that we feel like that it does create prejudice in the wording of it. The second part there, where it talked about bona fide exceptions for sex, well, that's just saying that if there's a women's penitentiary, that perhaps you need women guards who are guarding them, or at places where police officers have to do, checks of individuals, that, there are certain instances where you perhaps may need a female worker for that situation or a male for that. And, again, it's not to try to show that there's any discrimination that is tolerated or allowed based on this initiative.
See, all right, now you've lost me here again.
Okay.
Let's go back to the penitentiary.
Mm-hmm.
The way this is written, should there be only female guards in a female penitentiary?
Well, you know, the idea that the female guards that may be needed to do, there could be male guards in a female penitentiary, but if they're in direct contact with the inmates and needing to do shakedowns or the different things that they do, then that's where we say that it's only natural and practical that women inmates should be in those roles.
Or women officers,
no,
you
women
mean?
Women officers, excuse me.
Right.
Yeah. But
all right, do you think you're going to get this thing changed to put it in English that we can understand?
Well, that's certainly our hope. That's our objective, is to get it so that at least the people put it to the voters of the state, let them decide, and not to allow different ones. And that's what we've seen, too, the opposition in various states. This is already passed in 3 states, and it is going to be on the ballot in 5 states. Oklahoma and Colorado are already on the ground with the signature gathering efforts, and Arizona and Nebraska are included as well. But let the people decide. You know, put it in plain English, let the people decide what they feel is right. And I feel like that, as is the case every time, the people have said, no, we do not want people treated differently. We do not want discrimination of any form taking place.
Yet, these scholarships are for non-whites only.
Well, in this instance, it was. A lot of the scholarships, Derry, will say this is a scholarship for Hispanic only. Or maybe they'll say African-American only, or maybe they'll say, you know, for Asian students or whatever. I'm happy to say and pleased to say that I have not, in the course of my search in this state, found any scholarships that were exclusive to white students. I'm glad that that's the case. It shouldn't be, and that should be the case for all the students who are coming in and seeking financial assistance to an institution, that it should be available equally for everyone to benefit from those programs and from those scholarships.
You know, we've talked about the meaning of words over and over and over again, and how, you know, the politically correct have changed the meanings of many words. You say you can't say quotas, but you can say targets and goals, which in essence, the way they use it, means quotas.
Exactly. Yeah, certainly if you, and the way that this works, I went to a tax increment finance meeting in Kansas City, and I can tell you from the Kansas City situation is that if you have a $100 million project and you say that $25 million of that is going to be given to minority or women-owned businesses, and yet when the project ends, you only paid out $20 million to those businesses, then you have to pay that remaining $5 million that you intentionally said that you were going to give as part of your goals. You must pay that as a penalty. Now, it's my feeling that the state should be concerned with our tax money and using it the most effective and the most efficient, and also they need to consider our safety when we're traveling on these bridges and thoroughfares, that they got the person that could do the best job for the least amount of money and not just doing it because of someone's gender or what the color of their skin was.
Well, we see this on a regular basis. It shouldn't make a bit of difference, but it does. Just like non-whites only, but you see people, and I see it regularly, people that are on jobs that are not capable, really, as other folks would be, and they put them on there just because, hey, we've got a quota here. We don't look good if we don't have more diversity in this organization. Hey, let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Our number, 1-800-973-3779.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Tim, you mentioned earlier in the show race exclusive and race preferential, and then you talked about California Top 209.
Mm-hmm.
Could you explain some of that?
Well, Proposition 209 back in the mid-90s in California was the first initiative. Ward Connerly, who is the founder of the American Civil Rights Institute, was on the Board of Regents at the University of California, and he realized that there were, in their admissions policy, there were racially exclusive admissions policies in the University of California system. So he introduced to the Board of Regents that they should eliminate those. He didn't feel like that they were in the best interest of the institution. They ended those and from then thought that it would be best for the entire state of California. So in 96, they passed that in California under Prop 209. 2 years later, Washington, the state of Washington, was also using race as a factor in determining eligibility for school. They took it up there. It was called I-200, and it passed in Washington. And then most recently in Michigan, it was Proposal 2, I believe was the name of it, and it passed as well in Michigan to eliminate discrimination and to eliminate racial preferences. So based on the momentum of these three states, that's where Super Tuesday 2008 is taking place with Missouri and those four other states that I mentioned earlier to try to get this eliminated. Race preference and race exclusive some of the scholarships perhaps would say that they give preferential treatment to. They're not saying that they're necessarily excluding, but they're giving a preference to these individuals, whereas race exclusive would say that this individual to receive this scholarship or to be admitted to this program must be of a certain nationality or origin. So that's the difference there.
Okay, so this is these race exclusive, race preferential, California Top 209, I-200, Michigan Proposal 2. That all has to do with education. Is that it?
It has to do with education, public education, public contracting, and public employment, just as I...
Okay, so, yeah, so it does have employment in there also.
Correct, uh-huh.
Okay, now, you know, back to... And I get accused of being a sexist all the time, but I think there's a difference between male and female.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, it's a nice difference. But anyway, I think there are some things that women shouldn't be doing. A good example of that, and I shouldn't say a female shouldn't work for the highway patrol, but if I was in a car wreck, I don't want a female pulling me out of a wreck when a 240-pound cop could do it a lot better. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that the argument there is certainly women having the ability to... You might have a cop that's maybe 140 pounds, and there's certainly women who could pull you or I out of there just as easy. But, it's incredible the advancements that women have made through the years. In fact, Derry, 57% of all co-eds in our colleges are women now. And interestingly, too, I think, is the veterinary situation, because in many programs, 80% or more of those wanting to become vets are women. And
yeah, but they're cat and dog doctors.
They are.
They're not roper and chokers.
Exactly. And what's going to happen is...
and they're good at that. They're excellent at that. Right. I have no qualms with that at all. But if I've got an old fighting cow that needs a calf pulled... take a break. Friends, if you're thinking about putting up a building for hay, machinery, or a workshop, Steel Span Buildings can solve your storage needs, and more importantly, these buildings are affordable and bird-free every day. So listen to what my listeners say who have bought this once-it-stopped building.
It went together very easily, and it doesn't leak, the birds don't have a place to roost. It's just an all-around maintenance-free building. I get so many compliments about it. People that drive in, they got to go in and look at it.
Pretty warm out here, but it's cool in there. Got a combine and baler and farm planters, you name it. It couldn't be better.
Friends, it's Lou, and it's Fall Farm Show time. See me now through Thursday at the Farm Science Review, or just call me. I'll have selected quantities of building sizes at substantial discounts, but you have to talk to me. Call for details at 800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408. Visit my website at amsteelspan.com and learn why I have a better building than a standard pole barn.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
Tim, we're in the home stretch here. We just have a few minutes left. But back to this 57% of the college students now are female. I always did think girls, they were always, back in my school days, the girls were always smarter than the guys. It was the girls that won the spelling contest. It was the girls that always was the valedictorians. Now, I don't know that that's true everywhere else, but it sure was when I was growing up.
And I don't think things have changed. No, they certainly do very well. But, getting back to the idea of the vets and everything, and like you said, no one is going to suggest that just because a disparity exists in terms of the veterinary medicine or the programs that are letting people in, that young men are being systematically discriminated against. They're just electing not to go that direction. But ultimately, I think that our market economy set up the way it is and everything, if we are lacking those calf ropers and different ones, as you said, working with the large animals, that there is going to be increased demand for individuals who want to go that direction. And if that ends up being, you know, pulling more guys into the veterinary medicines, then, you know, then that will happen. But as you said, most of them are wanting to perhaps work with cats and dogs.
Yeah, small animal hamsters. Practice, we call it.
Right. So
and they're good at that. They are good at that. When my daughter was working for agricultural company here in the state of Missouri, she worked with women.
Mm-hmm.
And that she was over the women's department or whatever, you know. They worked with farm wives, and she held feminine farrowing schools for women.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, this is back before we'd lost our markets for hogs, and farmers still had a lot of hogs on the farms, and women just do that better than men do. You know, at farrowing time, a woman has a feel for this sort of thing.
Yeah, well, certainly, again, getting back to the discussion that we had earlier and the idea that people have various interests and they've got the aptitude and the abilities to do those things, and therefore they get into that line of work and are quite, you know, successful at it. And, again, we should all have the freedom to pursue those things, you know, that we want to. And another thing that we hit on briefly was the idea that that it takes away from the dignity and everything of an individual if others view them as only having that position because of their skin color, instead of the fact that they have the aptitude and ability to merit getting that job and actually are there because of that reason. And I think that's an important aspect that is often lost within this whole debate.
You're going back to the amendment of the Constitution.
Uh-huh.
When does that have to be amended? By what time? Can you get that changed?
Well, not really. They'll
hang that up in court for the next 10 years, won't they?
Well, we're supposed to go to the top of the civil docket and get this resolved as quickly as possible. We have until May 4th to get our signatures submitted to the Secretary of State. So our clock is certainly ticking in that regard, and as long as it's held up in litigation, then it certainly impacts us in a negative manner.
Okay, you mentioned a while ago the American Civil Rights Institute. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, what exactly is the Americans? Because when you say civil rights, immediately everybody thinks ACLU.
Right, yes, and it's not that. It's the idea, really, that civil rights are those non-political rights of the citizen that we all have, the right of personal liberty guaranteed by the 13th and 14th Amendments, and it's not a term that is, you know, used exclusively for just certain people. It's the guarantees that we all have, all those freedoms, and people feel like that we're disingenuous by using civil rights as part of our name, but that's exactly what this is that we all want the right to be treated equally and to have equal opportunities in employment, education, and, you know, in contracting, certainly, and really in all walks of life. The government hopefully would be setting the example to the private sector out there that we do not want to use these immutable traits that we all possess, you know, against us in seeking employment or advancement in any way.
And we have used up all of our time. Let's just listen to Dale and Roy.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
it's true.